News release. Brock University. When children's report cards arrive home in the coming weeks, some parents will notice a new checkbox indicating whether their child has met the provincial literacy benchmark. Following the 2022 release of the Right to Read report by the Ontario Human Rights Commission, students from kindergarten to grade 2 now complete a literacy screening, the results of which are reported in the checkbox. Brock University Associate Professor of Child and Youth Studies and neuroscientist Aaron Panda, who has conducted extensive research on the effectiveness of early intervention in improving literacy, says while the screening is a quick snapshot, rather than a full evaluation of reading ability or other learning disabilities, it carries a lot of value. The screening measure is a quick, informal, evidence-based assessment that provides information about possible word reading difficulties, she says. It identifies students who are currently having or are at risk for future word reading difficulties so they can receive more targeted instruction or immediate intervention. Previously, early literacy testing was not widespread, standardized, or evidence-based, which Panda says created challenges, especially if children moved across schools or school boards. This new universal measure means there is not only a consistent record but also that there is no stigma attached to being tested. Panda says while there may be some growing pains as the screeners and reporting are implemented, the change marks a step in the right direction for the province's children. With these systems in place, we can identify the children who are having difficulty early on, when the learning gaps are still small, she says. This can avoid bigger challenges later on that are much more difficult to address and could lead to negative mental health outcomes for a child. If a child hasn't met the benchmark, Panda says parents and teachers can take appropriate action, from small group or intensive interventions at school to having letter magnets and decodable books available at home to support learning. In an ideal world, parents will not be surprised when they receive their child's report card and see that their child did not meet the benchmark on the early reading screening because the teacher would have communicated with parents about how it is being addressed in schools and strategies that parents can do at home to help, says Panda. If it is a surprise, parents should feel comfortable contacting the school to determine how to move forward. Professor of Educational Studies and Policy Expert Luis Vellante says there will be some students narrowly passing the benchmark, and some narrowly failing, which may create potential for teachers to feel the new requirement is a high-stakes assessment. The pressure point for teachers will be working with students that are just on the edge of meeting or not meeting the benchmark criteria, and the broader implications of their decision to check the box or not, including the perceived performance of the school, he says. Policies of any kind always have intended positive outcomes, Vellante says, as well as unintended negative consequences that emerge. An intended positive outcome could be a general metric within schools to see how students are doing, and ideally, lead to additional supports for schools and students that need it, he says. On the flip side, an unintended consequence may be the pressure felt by teachers to have students pass, as well as the stress of parents and guardians if their child does not meet the benchmark, Vellante says. Generally speaking, it is more beneficial for parents to have consistent information along the education continuum versus a narrow assessment, he says.